You know, this marks the third day you've been completely silent with me. Except for that time you handed me a meal and said, "Your Majesty," in a very passive-aggressive tone. Oh, please. I've lived at court. I know passive-aggressive when I hear it. Here's a tip, though. You're not very good at it. Oh, I sound bitter. Of course I am. Out of all the mercenaries in the world, I got the one with a heart of gold and a sense of duty. But I see the river that signifies the border. You'll be rid of me soon. I'm glad I got to hear your voice again, before we go our separate ways. Even though you hate me now, I want you to know that I'm grateful you took me here. Thank you. I am sorry. Believe me, if my need wasn't so great, I would never threaten you in such a way. I know it was a rotted thing to do. But you're all I have. No one else would understand. You're still not talking, huh? Listen, I promise I will find a way to make this up to you once everything is over with. No, I had no guards that were killed. You're right. I snuck out of the castle. I had to. Why? Just mind your business. It's none of your concern. And I'm just a bitch who threatened your life. Don't be concerned about me. You can ride off into the sunset after, richer for your trouble. Fine, remain silent if you wish. I just... Wait. Did you hear that? Thunder. Oh gods, it's going to rain. Do you see any cover? Please, please, I know we're fighting. I don't like the rain at all. You know there's an old woodshed around the bend. Oh, thank the gods you've been here before. Look, I'm in no position to ask, but can you outrun the rain? I'm not used to that kind of excitement. I'm just going to rest on the ground for a moment. You are an accomplished rider. How come I've never seen you at tournament? It's not your style. You should enter. You would win. I see. Yes, thank you for not directing us to take cover under a tree. It's a great way to die in a thunderstorm. You're pleased there was room for your horse? your horse is lucky to have you. You take good care of him. You're very good at being silent, but not stoic. Because I can see the warmth in your eyes as you brush your horse each night. Oh. Thank you for helping me up. I know I don't deserve it, but may I lean on you for a moment? You're so generous towards me. Thank you. And you're so warm. Oh, I hate being caught in the rain, but you make it bearable. I really must apologize again. This trip with you has been impactful. And I know I'm going to be looking back on it forever. Because I've never been this far away from home. Naturally. And I'm sure you'll remember it too, with how rich you'll be after. Here, I made this letter before I fled the palace. It was intended for whoever escorted me. It's a letter of pardon, and it excuses you. It also explains my whereabouts. It's sealed, so please keep it that way unless royalty asks you for it. I don't want you to get in trouble. You're welcome, but you don't have to thank me. I threatened your life. Oh? Now you think I wouldn't have followed through and had you executed? You're right, I wouldn't have. That would be a waste. I think you're remarkable. Yes, there's an undeniable strength to you. I sensed it the first time I saw you, when I turned around in that bar. I think your horse knows it too. Maybe that's why you're a mercenary. People who feel helpless are drawn to you. They sense it. You help a lot of people, don't you? I could tell. But I'm still sorry. Even though we rode in silence, I adored your company. Oh yes, I like the way you look to the sky. And how it feels to have my back pressed against you on the saddle. You're smiling at me. I know I have no right to ask this, but may I kiss you? I mean it when I say I'm going to remember this trip forever, and I want something to remember you by as well. I want to let myself want you. Is that okay? Thank you. I like that you brush my hair back. Come closer. No! No, it's not a vampire bite on my neck. Unhand me! I don't have to tell you anything. Quit looking at me like that. How dare you? I am not working with vampires. You take that back. What other explanation is there? One of them has been feeding on me, obviously. I didn't want to explain myself. I'm not supposed to involve anyone else. And I would never forgive myself if I put you in danger. Don't look at me like that. I've already ruined myself in your eyes. I just don't want to bear witness to it. I know how it looks, what you must be thinking. Oh, another embrace. You really are a marvel, aren't you? I am in awe of you. I'll feel better when I tell you what I'm doing. How do you know that? How do you know that's how I'll feel? Because you felt better when you confided in me about your grief. I'll try. I trust you. I just don't want to burden you or put you in danger. Please keep holding me, and I'll tell you. Okay. My family held court a few years ago. There were invitations given out. My father requested that they say all welcome. He wanted to hear from everyone. Yes, I can see with how wide your eyes are. You have greater sense than we did. Though the vampires were not so plentiful back then. Indeed, it was an open invitation. We never thought I... Oh, thank you for rubbing my neck. The wound is so sore, even a week later. That's a good deduction, my mercenary. And you're right. Only... I was asleep when the vampire came into my room and fed from me. When I woke, he said if I kept him full, then no one else in the castle would be hurt. I agreed, naturally. I wanted to win his trust and perhaps lay a trap. Thank you for casting no judgment. Not all of us are gifted with martial skill. I don't have a magical axe, but I'm not a bad liar. I had to use what I had available. I thought maybe one night I would get close enough to stake him. Or, as a last resort, I could poison my veins and take him down with me. But this one is clever. He mentioned being a leader, having other vampires who follow him. Before I had a chance to lay any kind of trap, he gave me an ultimatum. Yes, you're clever too, my mercenary. It's been... well, I like seeing you put it all together. And you're right. Even though my situation is terrible, talking about it has made me feel better. I think you know the reason for my sudden secret trip now. Yes, the vampire said if I come to him willingly, then the attacks will stop. I can't bear it anymore to see so many people hurt. People like you, grieving a loss because my family can't keep everyone safe. I'm not foolish. At least I'm doing something. I can't wield an axe like you. I have no magic, no martial skill. Negotiating, bartering, and yes, even extortion and threats. That's all I have. And I will do what I must to keep my people safe. I meant it when I said I won't let you stop me. Holding me tighter doesn't change anything. Yes, I'm supposed to meet the vampire at the edge of the kingdom, near the river. He said he'd be waiting for me on the bridge, but the longer I took, the more people would die. I'm not scared. How can you embrace me? I'm the reason you lost your partner. I never thought of it that way. You have a wonderful perspective. You say I should blame the vampires for the murders they commit before I blame myself for being powerless. I see your wisdom. It's easier said than done. I still have to try and stop them. Just because it's not my fault doesn't mean it's not my responsibility. Why are you smiling at me like that? Stop it. You look like I've just given you a gift. You... The wheels in your head are turning, aren't they? Stop it. You're making me hopeful. You have a plan. We should lay a trap? Are you... You are very capable. I'll have to go outside in the rain. Very well. It's the least I can do to help. I would rather face my own demons than that vampire. Oh, my discomfort is silly. I just... We were caught in the rain at my sister's funeral last year. I haven't liked it since. She was so healthy, and... Well, you know. Death comes unexpectedly. Thank you. I think you're brave, too. Yeah, you know the area well, and I know you're skilled. Of course I trust you. Let's hear it. What's your plan? When everything is finally in place, you wait, axe in hand, for the would-be vampire king. He is unsuspecting, as you and the princess staged an impressive goodbye when you reached your destination. Though the rain chills your skin, you keep your eyes sharp, even though you don't need to. The silhouette of a vampire is unmistakable. The fight is brief but brutal. Your first attack is devastating, and you relish the shock on the vampire's face when you jump out of your hiding place. From there, the advantage is yours, and you press the attack. Your axe sings through the air, and you are an artist with the blade, a gifted painter. Though the only color you need is red. The sound of the rain vanishes from your ears, and the world can only be seen by flashes of lightning. When the killing blow is landed, the magic in your axe makes the vampire scream. As his corpse falls, lightning flashes. And for that second, the world is lit up. You swear you see the shadow of death pass over the body, nodding at you. And then it is gone. You stand there, chest heaving, letting the world come back into focus. My mercenary! Oh, by every god! You did it! I was so worried. Ah, you're hurt. I can bandage your wound. Then we can burn the corpse. One moment. Pig. Sorry, I've been dreaming of spitting on his dead body for weeks. I can't wait to burn it and scatter the ashes to the wind. Are you ready? I can't believe it's done. I never would have thought. To think, I almost went away with him. How are you feeling? No, grief doesn't go away the instant justice is served, I'm afraid. Let me squeeze your hand. You did a tremendous thing today. Many lives have been saved by your axe and your cunning. You were incredible. I've never seen someone fight like that. Yes, I believe the other vampires will scatter. They'll learn soon enough that their leader has been defeated and will wish to avoid his fate. Ah, we never did get to have our kiss, did we? The bite on my neck is gone. Oh, thank the gods. Look, my wrist is healed too. Oh, that is wonderful. Come here. Thank you. You saved me. Oh, I couldn't bear to part from you after this. Please come home with me. I want you to come to the castle. To be a bodyguard? No, to be my guest. You've become so much more to me so quickly. I want to get to know you better. I want to court you, gently, if you'll allow it. Or I would be honored to remain as your friend. It's okay. Hey, it's okay. We'll figure it out together. I trust you. And you have to come with me. After all, what objections could you possibly have?